Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show.
Morning,
studio.
Morning. All right, let's go around the room. Give me a story you found that you thought was super compelling. Amy, you go first.
So this is from CNBC, and I thought you would like it, Bobby, but the number one ick when it comes to job interviews is if someone is late.
Oh,
they said
yeah.
that's worse hired. Than like if you don't show up with the right yeah. attire, or even if you say the wrong company.
If you show up late, don't just turn around.
Like there's no coming back from that for you?
Unless you don't have an arm or something and you lost it on the way to work. It's got to be really big if you're, because you have to do best foot forward in an interview. And if your best foot is you being late, I can't imagine what your normal foot's going to be.
Yeah.
Unless there's some crazy, and if there is an excuse, you don't need to go. You need to call. You need to go, hey, this such has happened. It's bad. I am not able to commit. Can I reschedule? Better than showing up late.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the worst. So, yeah, sorry about that.
Biggest dick.
Anybody, nobody here was late.
To the job interview?
Even to the job anymore. Shout out to you guys.
No, not anymore.
Eddie, I'm not going to detail last because your stories are so boring.
Oh, I got a good one, though.
I know, but I didn't even realize what your theme was, and your theme's always like scientist stuff that's not even interesting.
Not this time.
Lunchbox, you're up next.
Oh, man, out in San Diego, someone decided to open a Bible study in a strip mall. So they're having Bible study,
that's
you know,
cool.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus. And they kept hearing noises coming from next door. They're like, what is that? Keep going, you know, and weeks go by, and they keep hearing these noises. And as they're leaving Bible study, the males are getting told, hey, you should come over here and get a massage. So they called police.
Oh, my goodness.
It was one of those massage parlors. You know what I'm saying?
So.
Yeah, we're hearing noises.
No, I hear you.
We got it, dude. We got it.
But the Bible study just happened to be next to the happy ending massage place.
And yes. So, and they were hearing noises through the wall.
Yes, so then they went and told on them?
Yeah, they went and told on them.
Got it.
They went and police started doing an investigation, and they shut it down after...
Got it.
Did it say on there in the store that they were hearing noises?
Yeah, it says they were hearing noises through the wall.
Noises.
And that when the males were leaving Bible study...
Right.
Would they ever go?
The people at the massage parlor would be like, hey, you need a massage now that you're done studying?
And it's temptation, man. That's how it works.
Ed, now I'm going to go. You got to go last.
No, you're going to like mine. Go ahead. Headliner, go ahead.
Okay, go then.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Okay, so the Coast Guard, you know, I didn't know they do this, but they go and they inspect those big containers that come in ships mm-hmm. into the port. So they're in Houston, they're going through all the ships and inspecting everything, and they hear a in one of them, and then scratching. What is this? Open this container up. They open it up, and there was a dog that was in there for 8 days, hadn't eaten, no water or anything. Yeah, dude.
How did it live?
Well, these containers come from different countries.
No, I know that, but I thought maybe they'd put the dog something. How did you survive for 8 days? I saw they found a dog in there.
Maybe there were rats in there or something and just ate on that. But yeah, so they found the dog, and now the dog is up for adoption. I thought that was really cool, too.
His name's Cargo.
The dog's name is
Trailer.
Connie. What? Nothing to do with the shipping industry.
And how do they know the dog's name? And then secondly, why would they not name it something cargo related?
Right.
If they don't know the dog's name to begin with, it would have been
ship.
Like port. Cargo.
Yeah. Port.
No, cargo.
40.
All right. Hey, it's a good story, huh?
That's good. That's not
Thank
like
you,
what
man.
You normally do.
Thank you.
That's what you normally that's not what you normally do.
Sounds All like right. you tell me something good.
Yes, it's good. This one here from Your Tango. So here are the 8 behaviors that will have people losing respect for you most.
Being late.
Coming in at number 8, being a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Let's give awards to whomever we think does this the most when I say it. It doesn't have to be a bat all the time, but who's the biggest buzzkill?
You.
Yeah, you'd be a good buzzkill.
You'd be a good buzzkill.
Like, we're having a blast, blah, 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 Bobby, because... Hey. Remember that time?
You get a DWI tonight, you're fired.
Well, that's not being a buzzkill.
No, we ordered one beer.
All I'm saying is, we're at a work trip. Guys, just reminding you, if you get a DWI, you're fired. It's not my fault.
But we didn't even get the beer yet. We just ordered it.
I know, but I'm also leaving early, and I want you guys to remember.
It doesn't sound like a buzzkill.
Buzzkill.
I was like, wow.
I don't even think I drank that beer.
I was like...
I told the person, like, take it back. I don't want it.
This is awkward.
It's not. I'm just reminding you, don't drive.
Right? Yeah, man.
Because I value you as my friends, but also the people I work with.
AKA buzzkill.
I've probably done that a bunch, too.
Oh,
like, dude, guys, that was 10 years ago.
I know.
Then we have one guy that...
But also, I just leave.
When we're in Vegas, that he comes up and he's always like, oh, I don't like that bet. I went, what the heck are you doing?
Get away from us.
Yeah.
Number 7, devaluing your time.
I don't know.
How do we give that award?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, who would do that?
I feel like we're all pretty good about that. I don't think there's a real... Unless you count...
I mean, I'll go with Morgan.
Amy, sometimes you ramble
what?
A little long. You ramble a little long. But it's not devaluing.
You're putting that man...
Well, we had to pick somebody.
No, you didn't.
I'll say Morgan.
Hold on. I might change my mind. Go ahead.
Why? Morgan, because she's always having us do her best bits.
There you go.
No, okay. Sorry, that's part of your job.
Number 6, showing little interest in others.
Oh, that's tough, man.
What is this list again?
Who kind of ignores this all the time?
Amy.
What?
Yeah, Amy.
Amy.
Because even like this morning, we were in the same room. She never said hi to me.
No.
Showing little interest in others. Okay.
Eddie, I passed you
number
in the hall
5,
you said
complaining.
Hi. What? Shut up.
Complaining. Lunchbox.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Number 4, arguing. Lunchbox.
Yeah, all right, I'll take that.
Number 3, interrupting others.
That's me.
Lunchbox.
You nominate yourself?
I'll nominate.
Also, Eddie, did you say hi?
Number 2.
You're busy.
Buckling on a stance.
Huh?
Oh, that's me, probably.
Probably.
I don't really have a stance.
You make a stand, then you just
and
sort of
like, yeah, whatever.
You know, it's not that important. I just can't say that. And then number 1, having impatience.
Bobby.
Yeah, I'm pretty impatient.
You.
Bobby.
Yeah. Even with myself. All right, Amy, you won. I don't need to get a single award.
No, she did.
Which one?
You got that one.
You said devaluing time.
That was Morgan.
Not
I gave it to Morgan.
And then Eddie's screaming that I don't care about others.
No, it was, is it?
Yeah, it shows no interest in
them. No interest.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you,
guys. So untrue.
All right, let's get the show started now. All right, Bobby Bones Show. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My mom passed away 5 years ago, and in the last couple of years, I've highly encouraged my dad to get back out there, try dating. He's still youngish. He deserves to have someone in his life. Well, a few months ago, he met a woman that he's smitten with. But I have 2 problems with her. For one, she's about my age. And 2, her occupation is fitness influencer.
Okay.
My dad is nearing retirement, and I'm afraid this woman is trying to take advantage of him financially. I'm afraid to say anything because I could be wrong. I wouldn't want to interfere with my dad's love life. Also, I don't know whether or not this relationship will go anywhere anyway. What should I do? Sign, daughter of a widower. Okay, first of all, good for your dad.
Yeah.
Getting a fitness influencer.
That's pretty funny.
No, I mean, come on. That's
not bad.
You know?
That means he still got it.
Yeah, pretty good, yeah. This really, you know, we talk about chili. It's not so much your chili to get into as far as I don't think this is right unless you know like a fundamental reason it's not right. He could really like her or he could be like just getting back in the mix. And you know what? What better way to get back in the mix than with a fitness influencer?
That's right.
Always be wary of somebody that doesn't have like a purpose she may be, I don't know what her fitness influencer means. She put that in parentheses, so it could mean it's a joke, or that really could be a big thing.
Oh, she's influencing people with her fitness.
Or she could be making a good living off of Instagram.
Yeah. Doing,
so, but if someone doesn't have a purpose or a job, or be weary if like your dad has money, I understand why that would be scary to you. Because somebody was talking about the Tinder Swindler the other day.
Yeah, it's
great show. I never watched it.
Such good documentary.
You need to watch that, dude.
That's
so
must
good.
Watch.
It's old
watch
now. It. People will take advantage of people. I'm going to say, unless you really feel that you see something that makes you lead to believe that she's taking advantage of financially, don't just have that thought in your mind and react to just the thought that you've created in your mind.
Because if she was an age-appropriate fitness influencer, it'd probably be okay. Because sometimes, you know, we just wish our dads would have, you know, or would date not so young women.
But if dad's like,
what do you mean,
58?
Well, I went through this with my dad. It's weird when they date
younger.
If
she's like 32, that's okay.
Yeah.
They're all adults. They're not even like, but I could see where that would be weird if she was the same age as you.
Yes.
Can you do like a blanket statement of just like, dad, people nowadays, they just like scam people and you got to be careful.
Yes. I think he would know though if you're leaning toward, you know, they say they are fit.
No, you don't say any of that stuff.
Oh.
Nothing to indicate you're talking about that girl.
If you haven't been actually shown reasons to worry, don't speak of your worry. You can have the worry, but don't take your dad down because you're just worried about it. It's okay to have concerns, but just keep your eyes open.
Yeah, because he's an adult.
Keep your eyes peeled. And he's having fun with the fitness influencer.
Yeah, he's having a blast right now for sure.
Who's a lot younger than him. Be happy for him because it sucks. His wife died. Your mom died. That sucks.
Yeah.
So unless you see something, don't say something. Do you have anything you want to say to that?
Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, not my circus, not my monkeys. But it's your dad, so I feel like it kind of is one of your monkeys that you care about, I think.
Well, you can go to the circus, but don't throw peanuts at the monkeys.
Right. No, you don't need to accuse anything, but I do think it's okay if you wanted to talk to your dad just to make sure. But ultimately, he's going to make the decision for himself. But you don't have to position it that she's done anything wrong. Just be like, dad, so what do y'all talk about? Like, are you y'all getting along great? Do you see a future with her? Just get to know their situation. And that might bring you more comfort if he shares things that, like, line up with, this is real love.
What if it's like
love?
She's a fitness influencer, she's 20 years younger, it's awesome.
Okay, well, then you have to respect that your dad's just trying to get with a...
Oh, man.
I would leave it alone for now. I would just leave it alone for now.
Okay.
Just check his financial records. If he's withdrawing a lot of money, then you need to say something.
How do you check it? I mean...
I don't know. Hopefully you have access to it.
You probably don't, though.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Let it be until you have a reason not to. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
The most talked about segment we do. Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
I'll start. It's almost impossible to castrate a hippo. Their testes are on the inside.
Oh.
They recede even deeper during surgery. And their location can be up to 16 inches different hippo to hippo. So they don't even know really where to find it inside.
Whoa.
I always wanted to be a ninja because what they would do, I would read. In order to make sure they weren't vulnerable in certain spots of their body, they would take theirs and push it inside of them. So if you kicked them in, it wouldn't hurt.
Ninjas?
They would train to do that.
And that's why you wanted to be a ninja?
That'd be so cool to be able to do that. Then I could beat up the bullies. I was like, if I could just shove that into my stomach, I'd beat up the bullies, not knowing that it also hurt when I get punched in the face.
Right.
Yeah. But I thought I could shut that one thing down.
Yeah.
Amy?
Okay, so a single bat can eat up to 1,200 mosquito-sized insects in an hour. So sometimes you might be like, ugh, bats.
Wow, 1,000?
Yeah, and they can eat 6,000 to 8,000 mosquitoes or insects in an entire night. And so next time if you're freaked out about a bat, just be like, ugh, thank you for eating all the mosquitoes that were about to bite me.
Mm.
Give thanks for bats.
Yeah.
Thank you, bats. And they're little, too. That's a lot of like insects in their stomachs.
And they're kind of cute unless you look at them up close.
That's
when they're really
cute. Their faces are so cute. No.
They call like a Monet on, what movie was that? Clueless. When somebody from afar looks good, and you get closer, like,
oh,
that's funny.
Mosaic?
No, a Monet.
Monet because it's blurry.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But bats like that. You're like, oh, it's a little cute. Ah! When you get right up close to it. All right, Lunchbox.
Women typically urinate in a wider stream than men after giving birth. So centuries ago, the way they determined if a woman had been intimate or not is they would watch them pee. If they peed like a man, They were good to go.
What do you mean peed like a man? Like standing up?
No, it was like a stream that was like a man, like a straight line.
What?
Wow.
This is bizarre.
Is it like when you put your thumb over the water hose?
Yes. Yeah, that's man. It's wider.
Guys.
But if it was straight,
that's crazy.
That's how they determined if they were.
This is so weird.
But that's how they did it centuries
ago. It's actually kind of fun.
How does he find these facts?
Dude, I don't know what he's searching.
Fun, but it's bizarre.
I know. Eddie?
So did you know that pistachios are not nuts? They are actually fruit.
Did you know that you say it funny?
Yeah, pistachios? Who are you?
Mr. Formal.
Pistachios?
Pistachios.
How do you say it?
Pistachios?
Yeah.
I'm not saying my way's right, but when you said it, I felt like
it was weird.
That you had some advanced degree.
No, that's a hard word for me to say.
Say it again. Go ahead.
Pistachios.
Go ahead.
See, I don't know what to say. But they're not nuts. They're fruits. They actually come from a tree, and it's called a troop, and they fall from the tree, and it's like a little fruit, and you open it up.
That's interesting. Yeah. Tomatoes.
A fruit. A pumpkin.
Avocados. Fruit.
Wow.
So basically anything that has a seed inside of it is a fruit, not a veggie.
So if you plant...
My nickname in ninth grade.
What? One of the little... Fruit. So inside the shell, is that a seed? And if we were to plant it, would a pistachio tree grow?
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't say that in my little fun fact sheet.
All right, Morgan.
In the 1940s, it was a retired school teacher who came up with Candyland, the board game, to entertain children who were hospitalized from polio. Because it's a color system game, it required no reading, which made it easy for young kids to play.
Wow.
And impossible for me. When I was a young kid. Since it was a color system game. I sucked
at it. Colorblind.
I sucked at it, yeah. Presidents didn't have degrees. Do you know there are 9?
No.
That didn't have college degrees?
Hmm.
Older, for the most part. George Washington, because I don't think the college... I don't think there were a lot of universities.
No.
Probably not.
Tuition wasn't formal. Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Grover Cleveland, and Harry Truman. That was surprising because that starts to be black and white TV time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Fun fact and weird fact. Lunchbox Friday. Thank you.
Fun fact Friday. Yeah!
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A couple things. Back in December, we did our gift giving on this show, and it had to start with S, and Eddie bought Ray sports betting. On DraftKings, he bought him like $20 for the Dallas Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, a bet.
It was $100. It's $100, I think he would...
Oh, wait, it was $100?
Yeah.
I thought we didn't have a minimum?
The gift was $100.
Wow.
And he would have won like $500.
Yeah, $800.
Well, Ray was like, I don't want that, so I'm going to go ahead and cash out now. Ray, how much did you get from it?
We got the exact amount, $100.
Yeah, so he just took the $100 straight
out. That's amazing.
But Eddie was like, no, if you just let it mature, the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. And luckily, Ray cashed it because, as you know, they didn't. Well, the Super Bowl is this weekend, and this couple got married, Jessica and Matt Grime, and everybody at their wedding got a $2 sports bet on the 49ers winning the Super Bowl. So they gave everybody basically a future.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
Love that.
It's pretty cool. If the 49ers win, each ticket could win everybody about $20.
That's great.
So it was at about 10 to 1.
I love that.
That's pretty funny. The bets have managed to extend the excitement of the wedding for some of the guests, and everybody's reaching out to still talk about the wedding because the bet still is existing.
And then if you're a fan of that team, like now you have all those people behind your team. So you kind of bought some fans, but that's kind of cool though.
It's $180.
All right.
Yeah, it's like, but still, that's a fun idea.
Yeah.
So a $2 bet. And you know some people just throw it away too.
For sure.
Oh, man.
But if they want to get $20. I thought that was a pretty good idea. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's the easiest trivia game ever. Easy trivia. The category is Bobby Bones Show hobbies. Nobody goes home first round. Lunchbox, who on the show has a new hobby of breeding butterflies?
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie. Yeah.
This doesn't come in yet. I'm a little worried about the order.
Eddie, who has a hobby of playing Wordle?
Oh, Lunchbox.
Yeah. Morgan, who on the show is an aspiring singer?
Abby.
Correct. And Amy, who on the show has a new hobby of bidding on mystery boxes of sports memorabilia?
You.
Correct. So, nobody went home, but if you would have missed it, you'd have heard this sound right here.
You've been booed.
Lunchbox is the returning champion. You won last season. You're playing to five. Eddie, Lunchbox, Amy all have three wins. Morgan has two.
Wow.
Lunchbox, you go first, champ. You ready?
Okay.
The category is famous cities.
Mm-hmm.
Which country do the cities of Toronto, Quebec, and Vancouver belong to?
Canada.
Correct. Eddie, what country do the cities of Sydney, Perth, and Brisbane belong to?
Australia.
Correct. Morgan, what countries do the city of Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka belong to?
Japan.
Correct. What country do the cities of Tijuana, Cancun, and Acapulco belong to?
Yeah. Mexico.
Good, yeah. You guys were doing that throwing me off. I was just going to try to hit the natural accent. I couldn't do it. Everybody's still in. Easy trivia. Company logos, Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
What e-commerce company logo is a smile that they put on their shipping boxes?
Amazon.
Correct.
I never knew it was a smile until you just told me that.
Really?
Yeah, I was
a little arrow thing.
Yeah, I always thought it just looked weird.
Huh. Eddie, what broadcasting company has a peacock logo?
NBC.
Correct. Morgan, what athletic brand has a three-stripe logo?
Adidas.
Correct. Amy, what broadcast, podcast, and radio streaming platform has a red heart logo?
Okay, like, is this a trick question? Okay, iHeartRadio.
Correct.
You better get that right.
Easy trivia. Oh, she almost got fired.
You almost lost your job.
No, it seemed too easy. All of a sudden,
we never addressed that she's gone. Didn't even know
like,
her.
We didn't even play the bone club. Just said, you fired.
Just never, no, she's just gone. We just keep going, never go back to her.
Yeah.
All right. Famous presidents. Lunchbox, what president is on the $5 bill?
You're the money man.
Aren't you money man?
Yeah, but I don't look at fives. I mean, come on.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
What president's on the $5 bill?
Stop.
5 seconds.
I'll go with Lincoln.
Correct.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Eddie, which president was shot at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C.?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Morgan, what president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Gettysburg Address. I feel like I should know that.
I feel like you should too.
Thomas Jefferson.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
You've been booed.
Amy, which president was a wrestling champion and was born in a log cabin in Kentucky?
Who do we say?
Well, I will.
Okay, Lincoln.
Correct. All answers were Abraham Lincoln.
I almost said it, and then I was like, no, it can't be the third in a row.
Yeah. Sorry, Morgan, you've been boned. You're out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, the Gettysburg Address, I felt like it's a pretty easy one anyway. But
four score.
It is. It just really threw me out that both of those were Lincoln.
Yeah, I hear you. Geometric shapes, three people remain. Yeah. Ooh, clear your throat, bro.
Is that what you were doing?
That was wet.
No, that was me frustrated.
But it was like wet frustration. That was drier. Lunchbox. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs? He's drawing it with his hand right now. 2, 3, 4, 5.
God bless America. 1, 2, 3. Hexagon.
Incorrect.
You've been booed.
Stop signs have how many sides?
8.
Octagon.
8.
Octagon.
We would have got there, Amy, but thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was holding my breath.
8. Octagon.
Yeah, draw it out.
Yeah,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Until you get 8, don't stop.
I'm going to have to look at
Eddie,
it.
Eddie. Yo. What's the geometric shape of a can of Pringles called?
Oh, the can of Pringles is a cylinder.
Correct.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Man.
That's a tough one. What's the geometric shape? We're off octagon, dude.
I know, but I looked at it now. There's one in the middle.
What's the geometric shape of a globe called?
A globe. The geometric shape of a globe is a sphere.
Correct. Good job. Not super easy, but still kind of easy. Easy trivia. Two people remain. Amy and Eddie. Acronyms is your category. Eddie, what does the acronym FBI stand for in the United States?
Federal Bureau Investigation.
Correct.
I'd have gone female body inspector.
That would have worked too, right?
Yeah, why not? What does IRS stand for, Amy?
Internal Revenue Service.
Correct. Eddie, what does NBA stand for?
National Basketball Association.
Amy, what CEO?
Chief Executive Officer.
Good. Easy trivia. Two people remain. Famous dates. Eddie, what famous attack happened on U.S. soil December 7th, 1941?
Oh, it's the Day of Infamy. It's Pearl Harbor.
Correct. Amy, what president was assassinated November 22nd, 1963?
63, JFK.
Correct. Good job. Famous writers. Eddie, what poet wrote The Raven and The Telltale Heart?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Correct. Amy, who wrote Horton Hears the Who and How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Horton Hears the Who. I'm hoping that it's... Dr. Seuss, but yeah.
Answer?
Yes.
Correct. Eddie, who wrote A Christmas Carol and Oliver Twist?
Charles Dickens.
Wow, good job. I thought you got unlucky with that one.
That was good.
I thought you got unlucky with that one.
This is crazy.
Amy, who wrote Harry Potter and also Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Harry Potter. J.K. Rowling?
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
One more category, way to sudden death.
Okay.
The category is science. Eddie, what gas do plants absorb from the air and use during photosynthesis?
Gosh, it's either oxygen.
What
or
gas do
hydrogen.
Plants absorb from the air and use during photosynthesis?
You take the oxygen from the air. Or did they? No, they take the hydrogen from the air, turn it into oxygen. Give me hydrogen.
No. You had the right thought, just the wrong gas. It's not oxygen, it's carbon dioxide.
Oh, okay. I would have never
But not
that.
Hydrogen.
Okay.
Not
okay,
hydrogen.
Okay.
Yeah. Amy, if you get this, you win.
Okay.
If not, we go to sudden death. What's the scientific name for the voice box?
The voice box? In the throat? That's the voice box.
Go in the butt.
The scientific name for the voice box?
Mm-hmm.
The, does it start with a V? The trach.
No.
Trachea.
The
larynx.
Yeah, the larynx.
Oh. Say vulva.
No, Eddie.
That's not it.
Nope. You're thinking of the uvula.
That's what I was
what
thinking
is it?
Of.
Larynx.
Yeah. You're thinking of the little floppy thing that things down.
Yeah, that's not it.
The other thing, not that. Okay, you two, we have three questions.
Come on.
Speed round. Buzz in your name. The category is fictional animals.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
In Greek mythology, what creature is a hybrid of a lion and an eagle?
Oh.
What?
Eddie. Legal.
No.
A hybrid.
Amy. Incorrect. It's a griffin.
Never heard of that.
What?
Question number two. Buzz in with your name. Which is Earth's only natural satellite?
Eddie.
Ah!
Ruspic.
Incorrect. What's Earth's only... What? What did you even say?
Ruspictus.
What's Earth's only natural satellite?
Oh my God, I feel like I know this. The moon.
Correct.
No!
Are you thinking of like the Russian spaceship?
Yeah, what is that called? Butnik?
Sputnik?
Sputnik, that's it. This guy's way off.
Eddie, you got to get this one to tie to go to one question, sudden death.
Oh,
okay.
Amy, if you get this or he misses it, you win. What creature is said to transform from human to wolf during a full moon?
Amy. A werewolf.
Winner.
Oh. Yes.
Let's go over to Caroline, who lives in Chicago, who's on the phone right now. Hey, Caroline, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay. I have this pet peeve that I thought maybe you could help me with.
Okay.
And maybe it's something I don't know. Whenever I worked at any business that had a door open for people to come in, freight clips or stores or even a chiropractor waiting for patients, my husband, he works with cars. We have this issue every once in a while. We notice when we walk right up to work at 8 o'clock or I drop him off at 8 o'clock, people literally will follow him up the door. Like, he has this key in his hand, his 90-pound bag on him. He's saying goodbye to his daughter in the car, and they're standing out of the car holding him their, like, paperwork, like, to my car.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like that's a little aggressive?
So I'm just wondering, like, is that silly that I have the pet peeve? Like, it just, even at Great Clips, people would watch us open the door. We hadn't even turned the light on yet, and they'd be walking up behind us, walking in.
I think you just kind of have to understand human nature, where... I don't think individually these all are weird people, but if they're there early to get it done so they can get out, they probably want it done as quickly as possible. And so if they see somebody, it's weird. I wouldn't go up to somebody. I'd let them walk in, turn the lights on.
Yeah.
I'd take like 10 breaths and then go in. But I feel like in that space, I'm pretty normal. But I think it's just understanding, because you see it across all these different professions. People will be there and they expect to be served right away, even if it's not really time to do
that. I went to a first come, first serve, like a medical clinic one time, and they were closed for lunch.
First come, first serve?
Yeah. They do like.
Hey, you don't have to tell us. Go ahead.
First come, first serve, right?
Yeah.
I was sitting in my car because they were out for lunch, and exactly 1 o'clock, the lady comes walking in with the keys. And
that's first come, first serve, though. That's different.
But I was in my car, and I said, you know what? I did that. I was like, let me take a breath, let the lady get settled in, turn the lights on. By that time, three people walked out of their car, ran in, and I was fourth in line.
Yeah, so you got Black Friday.
Yeah.
But that's first come, first serve.
Right. So, but so what I'm saying is, I know it's a pet peeve of hers, but like,
yes,
if you want to be first, you got to follow that person in.
Yeah, that's true. You want to win. Sometimes it's uncomfortable for everybody else.
It
is. Yes, it can still be your pet peeve, and it can be annoying. But there's no law being broken, and they probably get their service faster.
Yeah, man. That's
but I would be annoyed too. Like, I'm getting out of my car to go to work, and someone's right there. Hey,
right.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, that's showbiz. Go in the back door. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, if you're open at 8, you're open at 8.
But they're there at 7:45.
Yeah. That is what
that is. So, let that remain a pet peeve, but also just it's human nature, and it's not you specifically or your industry. It's all across the board.
It's just a thing that is take a breath before you walk in. Let them sip their coffee.
Unless you're at the clinic.
First come, first serve.
Or you want to go get on the Texas Giant roller coaster.
That's right.
True. Six Flags. As soon as they open that thing, even if they're not open the roller coaster 15 minutes, you got to run.
Exactly.
Get there at the front of the line. All right. We didn't help her very much. Caroline, thank you.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Here's a voicemail that we got last night.
So I am just following up on the palette of junk that you guys are wanting to sell. Bobby, you told Lunchbox that he had either 2 or 3 weeks to sell that stuff or start selling that stuff, and Morgan takes pictures of it and somehow Lunchbox gets it on social media or however he was going to do it. I'm just curious on where he is at on that.
Me too.
Lunchbox? Oh, yeah, we've been taking pictures. We've been having to scale back the operation because Morgan has been a little under the weather this week, so we haven't been able to take any more pictures.
So, Morgan's been at work. You've been at work.
And she can't even record a commercial. Like, she doesn't even record
a commercial. But you can take pictures even if your voice is screwed up.
No. She.
But you can also do it.
No.
Also, I'm not in on this. Like, I didn't buy into this. Like, this is your thing, and I only offered to help because you don't know how to use technology.
Amen.
You are the social media person for this show.
This is not her job to do this. The show's not making anything from it.
In the rules, you said Morgan will take pictures. Pictures of you with every item, so
get someone else to take pictures of you.
I don't know who knows how to work the cameras.
What, a camera?
Every single person but you.
Your phone.
Right.
Yeah, but
so again, you have another excuse.
She's had her vertigo going on, so she hadn't been able to help take pictures this week.
Okay, so you should actually then have some compassion for her.
No, that's why I am. I'm feeling bad, so I said, no, we don't need to take pictures this week. I want you to get better.
Right now, you
don't. Did he say that?
No, he hasn't brought anything else up to me. We took pictures one day, and we took like 15. He's like, okay, that's good for now. And then I was like, okay,
time.
Whatever. That was it.
Scuba, we gotta move the stuff.
Yeah, I know. I guess I gave him too much credit and thinking he would do it.
No, I've been doing it.
No. I mean, but we haven't put anything anywhere. There's no progress.
There's nothing. We have not moved it forward at all.
I have been.
No, I'll take the ownership.
Stop.
Because it's gone on way too long.
No, you're not going to come in and try to take over again just like you did the last
time. I also invested in it, though.
It's called actually getting it done. So we can, clear the room out.
That's what I do.
Exactly. And I'm one of the investors, so I have a stake in this, and I'd like to get it moving as well.
As a businessman, I will get it done.
Here's the deal. As commissioner of this trade, next week is the last week where if nothing happens, Scooby's just taking over.
Yeah. No, stuff's been happening.
Throw it away. I'd rather just throw it away at this point.
Me too.
I'm over
it. I think
it.
We just call it a loss.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
No, we can't ever invest with Lunchbox again because...
That's incorrect.
Thank you for asking that question. Next week, TikTok. He's on the clock.
Oh, you want me to put it on TikTok?
No.
That's not a bad idea.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have some phrases that only Southerners use. So I'll say them, and then Bobby, you define them.
Go.
Fixin' to.
That's easy.
Yeah.
I'm about to do something. Mm-hmm. I wonder where fixin' came.
Fixin'.
Because I said that a lot growing up. Mostly removed it from my vernacular because I went to a lot of speech pathology and they were like, you sound super hillbilly when you say fixin' to. But I wonder if fixin' to came from. All right, what else?
Hill of beans.
It's a quantity of something. Like it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. Yeah, my grandma used all the time.
Yeah,
never heard that one.
Yeah.
Because a hill of beans, what's that?
Yeah, like quantity, quality.
Wow.
Yeah, what else?
Let me let you go.
Oh, let me let you go. It means you want to get off the phone?
In a polite way.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to let you go.
Hey, let me let you go. I'll catch up with you next week.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've used that one before.
Let me let you go. Oh, yeah, all the time. That's
okay.
Yeah. What else?
Give me some sugar.
Kisses. Give me a kiss.
That's flirting.
Well, no, not even that.
Like from grandma.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah. A rooster one day and a feather duster the next.
One day you can be king of the hill. One day, the next day, you can just be something that's cleaning up the place.
Wow, like that's country.
Yeah, don't.
All this stuff feels like stuff that was said to me all the time.
Go ahead. Don't brag about your fortune now because it could be all gone before you know it. If the creek don't rise...
I know that. You didn't use that one very much.
It means that you plan on being somewhere unless something crazy happens.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless the world ends. We say that there. But we shouldn't really use that one that much, all right?
Butter my backside and call me a biscuit.
That's crazy. That's what that means, basically.
Right.
That's crazy. All right, what else?
Oh, okay. According to a new American Gaming Association survey, a record 67.8 million Americans are expected to bet the Super Bowl game this weekend.
Well, it's legal now in 30 or so states.
Is that why it's increased so much?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like you can do it without having to go to jail.
Yeah, the dollar amount, like last year was a $16 billion bet.
Yeah, DraftKings. Everybody get on DraftKings. It's awesome.
$23.1 billion is expected.
Well, last year, though, you could bet as well. But yes, it is growing.
It's growing. Yeah. So most people are going to be gambling online, probably through like DraftKings, something like that. And then there's another group that's just casually with friends, office pools, and then actual bookies is a small percentage.
Yeah, Aren't those legal? The office pools are fun. No, the office pools are fun.
Okay.
And you can do that. People still probably will.
We doing one?
No.
Last minute?
No. I'm doing DraftKings. But if you download DraftKings, use the code BobbySports because that'll help us. But yeah, awesome. What else?
Okay, and FYI, most people are betting on the Chiefs. So Hardy is going to release a rock album. He announced that this week, and then today he put a single out that's called Rockstar. But the cover art for the single is pretty cool. It includes images of Hardy dressed like Kurt Cobain, Paul Stanley in his Kiss makeup outfit, and Freddie Mercury.
That's pretty cool. Hardy goes hard.
Yeah, it does.
Hardy goes hard.
Your daughter uses the Elf Cosmetics?
Yeah. She does.
I was watching this thing about it. I guess they're going to have a pretty epic commercial during the big game happening on Sunday. So make sure you keep an eye out during the big game commercials for Elf Cosmetics and the courtroom drama, apparently.
Yeah, there's going to be someone super famous making a commercial debut. So I'm going to be looking out for it, too. I'm excited. I don't know who it is either, so I'm pumped to see.
All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Well, the Super Bowl is this weekend, and since 2020, the Mathaler family has been doing this. They live in Missouri. They're huge Kansas City Chiefs fans, and they turned their house into a huge light show. You're talking 15,000 LED lights. There's a huge light show with music. Play it, Ray. So there's music playing with it, and people can drive in the neighborhood past the house for 4 hours a day because they said the bills are really expensive.
Is this a tomahawk chop, though, from the Braves?
No, I think the Chiefs do it, too.
Really?
Yeah, because they play at Arrowhead.
No, I know. I get it. No, I understand all that. I just really consider the Braves as the tomahawk choppers. I didn't know the Chiefs did it.
And I think Florida State does it, too. I think all those guys chop.
And how do we feel about that?
The chop?
Yeah. It's fun.
I mean, I like doing the chop when I'm in a game.
Yeah, I agree. I know. Maybe I should.
It is enjoyable.
Maybe I shouldn't. But that's pretty cool, though. They're that big of fans. They do Christmas lights, but for the Chiefs and for Super Bowl.
And I know the city kind of knows that they do it. So a lot of people just drive by, take their kids, and get them pumped up for the Super Bowl.
Chop with it.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
In like 5 years, we'll get canceled for this bit.
Oh, man. Well, they're doing it, not us.
But it is fun because we said it was fun. It is. That's a fun thing.
Doing the chop.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're at the game, don't you do the chop?
No, because I'm not a fan of teams that do the chop, but I would do the chop.
You do lunch?
If you go to a Braves game and they're in it, you would have to do it.
I mean, I did a chop. It's like the wave. Do you do the wave when it comes around?
No, I did not do the wave.
Will the ocean be offended? We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
But everybody's a little woke. All right, thank you. That's a fun story just for the neighborhood. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much, because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details.
Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.